everyone, and welcome to the Entrepreneur Success Formula podcast, where we're getting down to earth with real entrepreneurs who work hard and know that success is more than a mindset, because it takes blood, guts, and a bucket full of luck to survive and thrive in the world of business today. My name is Damien Mark Smith, and I'm going to be your host for the show and author of the Entrepreneur Success Formula, How Thriving Business Owners Actually Do It. I'll try and say that in one go. And in this episode, I'm speaking with Lorraine Flaherty, who helps people with confidence and stress, and anyone who is stuck in their life. So Lorraine, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
My absolute pleasure. Well, as you know, and anyone listening who's a regular listener or viewer of the show, because we're doing this on YouTube now as well, will know we are in a time of lockdown, and so we're having to adapt or die, as the expression goes. And so it'd be very interesting to get to know what you're doing, especially in these times. But really, this is a take on you as an entrepreneur. And so on that basis, the first question is, how did you start? Why did you decide to take the risk and jump out there and be an entrepreneur instead of being a paid employee?
I think it was something that was just deeply embedded in me from a child, really. I never wanted to conform or do what everybody else was doing. It was a nightmare to me, really, doing the normal kind of 9-to-5 job. And I always felt like there was a calling. I always felt like there was something I was meant to be doing. So I spent about 25 years learning and exploring and investigating. And it was when I finally found, because the work that I do now is mainly based on hypnosis, so therapeutic hypnosis. Yeah. And there just was no question, really, that I was going to kind of forge my own path and work for myself to make a difference. I really wanted to make a difference to people's lives.
I've got an interesting question on the back of that, because I've noticed that a lot of entrepreneurs have entrepreneurial parents. Is
right.
It was in the blood?
Not really. No, I mean, my father had a fairly traditional, job. My mum worked, had various different jobs. She did have her own business as well, so I suppose she was fairly entrepreneurial. She had her own clothing business for a while. My parents were always quite supportive of me finding my passion and my path. So various jobs that I had that didn't really work and I wasn't satisfied, and I would feel claustrophobic. I've tried having jobs in the past, but they recognized, you know, there were points when they offered to help me financially so that I could find my passion, so that I could find the thing that I loved, because they'd heard me for long enough saying that there was this path or this thing that I was supposed to find, and that this really important thing that I felt I was supposed to do.
So you trained as a hypnotherapist, and then how did you get your first client?
I practiced on every single person that would let me for a really long time. I did NLP as well, so I worked with Paul McKenna and Richard Bandler for about 8 years, volunteering on their training courses. So everyone that let me, and then what actually happened, the first customer or the first client came as a friend of a friend who had heard of the work that I'd been doing. My friend had actually seen some great improvements. And that was quite an exciting day when I got the call to say, oh, can I come and be? And it was someone that had failed her driving test twice. And her driving test was booked for 2 days' time. So there wasn't a lot of time either. And I'm delighted to say that she passed with flying colours. And so that was a real boost to my confidence.
Brilliant. That's great. Isn't it great when you get that first client and someone's paying you and you go, oh, I'm getting paid for doing the thing I love doing. Isn't this brilliant?
I know. It's an absolute revelation.
What has been the biggest mental challenge? And this is going to be interesting for you, because obviously you deal with people who have mental challenges. Yes. But what's been the biggest mental challenge for you as an entrepreneur?
Being disciplined, I think, because when you are following somebody else's rules and there are time scales and, you know, you start at 9 and you finish at 6 or whatever it is, you know, when you're an entrepreneur and you don't have that kind of framework to work from, that can sometimes be a bit tricky. But I think I actually schedule a diary so that I make sure that I put things in that I need to do. And, you know, sometimes alarms on my phone, this certainly at the beginning, to remind me to do the work that was needed. But I think the biggest thing for me is also mindset. It really is mindset. It's making sure that you believe that you're good enough and that you are worthy of it and that you're capable. So that was, you know, really believing in myself and believing that I was on the right path. I'd say that those two were the most important, because you can put in the best schedule in the world, but if there's doubt or fear inside of you that you're actually capable of achieving this, then you have a problem. So I'd say those are the most important things.
What were you doing before? What was your career prior to doing hypnotherapy?
I was a hair and makeup artist for about 20 years before I went into the hypnosis. So I always joke that I started life working on the outside of, you know, people's facades, you know, to change how they feel. And now I work on the inside. But obviously that job prepared me, because as a stylist, it's quite an intimate job anyway. So people do tend to pour out their secrets and their problems. And I would never give advice, but I recognized that I was really good at helping people to see things from different perspectives and give them a different view, so that they could go away and make hopefully better choices. And my clients stayed with me for years and years and years. So it was, you know, it was a really good foundation for me.
Fantastic. Okay, now if you had to start over again from scratch, and there has been a theme running through these, what is the one thing that you would do differently?
Well, I might have a different answer to other people, because for me, it's actually location. It's actually where I based myself. It's where I did my work.
Interesting.
I mean, because I, you know, when I decided that I was going to do this, I kind of put the rest of my life on hold. And I literally just went to ground and I studied and I learned everything that I could. So I felt really quite prepared by the time I was ready to do the work, which again, I would say is something that's really important for people to do. But I went to Harley Street and rented rooms there.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it was really odd, because I never felt like I belonged there. Yeah. It never felt like the right place for me. And as a result, I think it held me back in promoting myself. I don't know whether I felt like a fraud, or it really wasn't the right energy. And I think that held me back quite a bit at the beginning, because I didn't feel overly comfortable in my space. And now I have a beautiful office in Victoria and it feels like home, and everything about it is, you know, there's a beautiful reception, it's welcoming. It's just a really warm, comfortable, safe space for people. So I'd say location is absolutely essential.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. That's a different one, because most of the people who've been on the show,
usually
now,
say
they've usually said I'd have got staff sooner.
Oh well, I work for myself, so that wouldn't apply to me anyway. I could probably have cloned myself actually at some point. That would have been good.
Well, there's a lot of people out there right now that are getting their courses online. Obviously I'll put the Entrepreneur Success Formula course online, but especially now with people wanting more knowledge, and for anyone who's listening to this who's thinking about advertising online, the cost of advertising has gone down because a lot of companies have cut back on their marketing spend. The price of advertising has therefore come down and your target audience has gone up. So we've got one guy in Australia, he's essentially got 4 times the traffic to his website with the same weekly spend. You know, because it's just going further, it's more bang for your buck. And obviously if you've then got online digital courses, that's really helpful, because it's technically it's unlimited. You've got like an unlimited supply and demand, hopefully. Right, so what is the one piece of advice you would give to a young entrepreneur, or actually even someone who's pivoting, maybe changing their careers right now, starting out in the current climate today?
I would say make sure that whatever path you choose, it is something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
Don't do something just because you think it's going to make you money or because you think it's a secure job. If you don't have passion, then those days where you have to work really, really hard and those days where you have to put that extra mile in, it's going to be really, really difficult. Yeah. So choosing something that you really do believe in and something that you really feel is something you're passionate about is the most essential thing, I would say.
Definitely. Great piece of advice, by the way. How would you, if you were starting, I mean, obviously, you know, if you've got like friends or family that are thinking about doing it, how would you discover what that passion or purpose is?
The first thing I suggest to people is to go back and think about what you loved doing when you were a child. When you had free time, what was it that you were passionate about? What did you love? What are the things that light you up? You know, if you're doing any kind of social activity, you know, where are you drawn to? What are the kind of people that you're drawn to? What are the things that excite you? That's the way you're going to find out what it is.
Great piece of advice. That's superb. Thank you. Okay. Now, what is the best piece of advice given to you by someone else? It could be a business coach, it could be a mentor, it could actually be a, you know, friend or family member. But what was the best piece of advice given to you?
Prepare. You know, or study, learn, know as much as you possibly can before you actually step out into that arena. So I speak to, because part of the work that I do as a therapist is I have a lot of people that come for life purpose and they're wanting to change their life. And I think the biggest fear people have is transitioning from one role to another. So I would always say, learn as much as you possibly can, practice, prepare, and then make the shift gradually. You know, a lot of people take if they can, great, to take a leap of faith. But, you know, I transitioned from my hairdressing role, you know, I kind of whittled the days down. So I went down to 3 days a week and then started to do the therapy 2 days a week. And then when I'd started to build that up and I had my confidence in what I was doing, then I started to gradually move it away. So I would say to people, make sure that you have a safety net and do it gradually once you've built up your confidence.
I would just add to that as well, especially now when people are worried about, cash flow.
Yeah.
If you're starting a business and you literally have no cash in the bank, it's going to be difficult because you're going to be really, it's going to really not help you in, for instance, you know, online advertising. However, Facebook do a 30-day day process. So you can actually advertise up front and get people in. So that's always worth knowing. Yeah. You can do it by the project or 30 days. So that's worth knowing. Okay. So if you're in charge of UK business right now.
Yeah.
What legislation would you introduce to help entrepreneurs?
I would reduce the rate of tax for new people that are starting out so that they can invest that extra money into their business. So whether it is for promotion, whether it is for creating a fantastic website, which as we now know is usually the portal that people use. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a good shopfront, then people are just going to, you know, it's a very instant click, you know. So I would say that would be the legislation I would bring in. You know, for at least 2 years to make the rate at least half of what it is.
That's really good. Right. So what are your plans for the future and how are you going to grow your own business?
Well, interestingly, coming back to your point, so online stuff, I have been nagged for a long time to create a training course so that I can teach people. So I can not quite clone myself, but teach people to work in the way that I work because I've developed it over 20 years and I now know it's very effective. So the lockdown has actually given me the opportunity to do that. So here I am every day writing the course. I'm also writing more books. I am working on a variety of different projects that are going to, you know, bring these ideas out to a wider audience. So might even be looking at some film script ideas. So there's lots of different exciting projects that are coming up.
Well, look, here's a chance for you to plug yourself. What is it that you do that's different to what else is out there? What have you learned in those years and experience? What have you come up with?
Well, I've learned, the work that I do, I call it inner freedom therapy. Mm-hmm. Because I've realized that, you know, really the mind is like a computer. And just like any computer, sometimes the information that gets added to the computer has glitches in it. You know, there are kind of distortions in the programs and the information that people have acquired throughout their lives, whether it's messages from their parents or from their peers, or just sometimes it's even stuff that's passed down through a family. You know, there are fears about the world or how people will survive in it. And so I see myself as a bit of a guide, but also a bit of a computer programmer. I help people to go in using their subconscious mind to find those glitches in the programs and to rewrite them. You know, we look at where they've come from, what they mean, what the purpose is that this has served somewhere along the line, and then to rewrite it. So it's like recoding. And so, you know, if you change the files to be more optimal, then the output is also going to be affected. And that has a ripple effect, because as people start to change and heal themselves, then it literally impacts all of the people around them. So they get to heal on a bigger scale.
Well, we'll be getting your contact details in a minute, because anyone who's listening to this or watching this and thinking, oh, actually, that sounds like a really good thing to do, I wouldn't mind having a go at that. So we'll give you the details in a minute. But finally, what is your favourite business book and why?
My favourite business book is Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, well, yeah.
And I just love it. I mean, I read it so many years ago, and it was such an inspiration for effectively people that are stepping out and doing something differently. You know, it's the difference in the attitude between the you know, it's a parable about these mice who are in a maze, trapped in a maze, and there's the one school of thought that are just quite open and willing to change and see where things go, and then you have the hem haws who are kind of stuck and want everything to be the same and get really quite stressed out when things aren't as they're supposed to be and refuse to adapt, they refuse to change. And you see what happens to people that get entrenched and stuck in their way of thinking. So I love that book, and I think it's a great one for anyone to read to expand their perceptions and their thinking.
It is superb. It is superb. And in fact, I did actually see a thread on Facebook today. Someone actually said, what are great movies to watch right now?
Right.
For you know, would-be entrepreneurs. So I'm actually going to add that as an extra question. What's the best movie you've seen about entrepreneurship?
Someone should make that into a movie. I think
should,
it would be great.
They? There you go.
Yeah, I think
we should just make that into a movie. It's going to be done. Maybe there's a version of it or already been done.
Maybe.
Something different. Fantastic. That's really useful. And, you know, Lorraine, it's fantastic having you on the show. And thank you for taking a brief delve into the real life of what it's like to be a real entrepreneur, especially in the, you know, the business climate that we're in at the moment. Can I ask anyone who's listening to or watching this podcast to share it with anyone else who you think works hard or maybe even wants to become an entrepreneur? Like us on iTunes and subscribe on YouTube as we're going out on both. And yeah, make sure you hit that like button. If you'd like to take part in the show, please simply drop me an email at damian@rethinkingbusiness.biz and we can have a chat. Lorraine, thank you so much. Where can people get hold of you?
So they can find me on my website, which is innerjourneys.co.uk. Or LorraineFlaherty.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for being a guest on the show, and
here's
to your future success.
Thank you very much. And to you.
Thanks, Lorraine.